Weiter in Shas, we are in Daf Gimel, picking it up on Gimel Amud Aleph, 2, 4, 6 lines down. First one in line, Ve'amar of Yirmiyah. Once we get started on these ideas of the rabbis saying things, we just go on a, I don't even know what word I'm looking for. We just keep going with it. We have another idea, and we're going to have a bunch of different sayings that are going to come up today. I don't mean like, this one said, and he said, and he said. Let's just jump right in, shall we? If I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Targum shel Torah, Unklo Sager, Amru Mipi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. The Targum, which we find on the Torah, it comes from Unklo Sager. He said it from the mouth of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Targum shel Nevi'im, that of the Targum of the prophets, Yonas ben Uziel, Amru Mipi Chagaz Zechar Melachi, he says it in the name of what we just said. When they went ahead and Yosef and Uziel came along and he explained and he started to write out the Targum of Nevi'im, the world shook 400, the Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsa by 400 parsa, started shaking like crazy. Yotze Baskal v'Amru, Mihu Zeh Shigilu Sisrai L'Bnei Adam, who is this that's revealing my secrets to the people? Amad Yosef and Uziel Raglav, he got up and he said, Anihu Shigilisi Sisarecha L'Bnei Adam, I'm the one who did it. I'm the one who revealed it. But you should know, it's already known before you. I did it for my covet, I did it for my father's covet and my household. I did it for your covet. She shouldn't be more machlokes in an area. Rashi says, Lafarish Mikros Astumim. There's psukim that are found in Nevi'im that just don't make any sense. There's sussim that are closed off, and I was opening up so people shouldn't end up being involved in machlokes. That's the reason why I did it. He also wanted to go into Ksuvim, not only Nevi'im, but Ksuvim as well, and to go ahead and start translating those also. Yotza Basko Varmelo, a heavenly voice came out and says, Dayecha, enough, stop, my timer. Why do you say that? Because as the end of Mashiach, and the end of time of Mashiach coming, Rashi says, B'sif Daniel, they're Psukim and Daniel apparently, that if you translate them, you will know when Mashiach is going to come, and he doesn't want that to be revealed to Ribbono Shel Olam. V'tagam Shel Torah, fact the Gemara, really? V'tagam Shel Torah, Unklus, Agar Amru? You're telling me they came from Unklus? What are you talking about? V'amarav Ika bar Avin, Amarav Chanan, V'amarav, Maidach, so what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk in Nehemiah, V'yikru B'sefer, B'toris Elukim, Miforash, Visom Seichel, Vayavina Bamikra. We're going to break down each one of these words in this pasuk over here. What does it mean when it says, Vayikru b'sefer b'torah selukim, zemikra? When it says that they read in the sefer, Torah velukim, that's talking about chumash, that's straight up chumash. Miforash, zetargum, forash means that it's miforash, it's clear, that's targum. Oh, so we see right now. So you didn't do it. It comes from all the way back from Sinai. So we're going to see it. Let's just keep going, though. V'som seichel eila psukim. This is talking about the psukim, meaning how you go and you break up the psukim. Heich nifsukim. If you took a look at the Sefer Torah, there's no periods and starting parts and whatever. So you have to break it up. V'yivinu b'mikra eila piskei ta'amim v'amrila eila mesoris. And when it says v'yivinu b'mikra, and they understood and they got clarity on the mikra, and how to read it, that's talking about the trap, right? Mapa, pashta, like all that kind of stuff. V'amila, ilo, mesoris, and some explain that it's talking about that is the mesoris of how I actually pronounce the words. There's no vowels. But nonetheless, what do we see? We see that this concept known as what we call now unkelus, but really targum, that uncle said, it didn't come from him. It came from Sinai. It's going in a chenami. Shechem b'chazav yistam. They forgot it, and he came along, and he reapplied it. Now, Zog the Gemara. Why is it when the whole story happened and they translated Navi that Hashem shook the, it was an earthquake? What about Chumash? Maishna, the Raisa Dol is the Zaza. Why did it not shake? Van de Navi is the Zaza and is Daza that it shook like that? It says because the Raisa Mifresh Milsa, the Raisa is given over in a clear way and it wasn't this, it's not hidden that we don't, it's straight up. The Navi Ikimili de Mifreshin, there are certain things which are straight up, v'ikimili demistim, and there are certain things that aren't, that are very not clear at all, and that's why. The chsev, for example, like it says in the pasuk, bayomahu yigdal mispid Yerushalayim. On that day, the hesped, the eulogy in Yerushalayim, was kemispid hadadrimon v'bikas migidon. It was like that of this fellow named Hadadrimon. There was a hesped for him who was in the valley of Megiddon. V'amr of Yosef. Yosef says, ilmoli targum to haikrof, not for targum to explain this. Lo yidana my kamer. We would have no idea what you're talking about because this never happened. Lo hayav lo yidia, Leo, whatever the la dadrimon v'bikas Megiddo. It never happened. It was never there. So what are you talking about? It says the Gemara means it's two separate things. That's what the Targum explains. B'yomahu yiskei mispid of Yerushalayim. On that day, there's going to be a great mespid in Yerushalayim. K'mispid the Achav bar Amri. Like the hesped of this person, that had a very big hesped. Dikatol Yaseh Adad Rimon ben Tavrimon b'Ramos Gilad, who was killed by this person, Adad Rimon ben Tavrimon, in Ramos Gilad. That's number one. Ukim Mispeda de Yoshia bar Amon, and like the hesped of Yoshia bar Amon, the son of Amon, Dikatol Yaseh Parachagira b'Kis Megiddo, that was killed by in another place by another person. So the Targum explains that this is two different events that are put into one pasuk. Okay, next. V'ra'iseni Daniel levadi esamara v'anoshim asher ayu imi lo ro'u esamara aval charada gedola nafaleim v'yivrchu b'heichavei. So this is another shtick we're going to see Rav Yomer by Rav Chia bar Abba. It says what? I, Daniel, saw the vision, and the people that were with me, they didn't see it, but they were very scared. They had a big fear that fell on them, and they ran away to hide. Man, Nino Anoshim, what's going on here? This is Daniel speaking. And who are the people that were with Daniel? So it says, I'm Reb Yirmi Vitem, Reb Chia bar Abba. Again, that's why we're recording this, because it's another statement from him. Ze Chagei Zecharim Malachi. Daniel's with Chagei Zecharim Malachi, great people. And now the Gemara says, Inu Adifim Inei, that they, Chagei Zecharim Malachi, are on a higher level than me, says Daniel, Ve'iyu Adif Minayu. But he was higher than them. What does that mean? Inu Adifim Inei, they were greater. Inu Nevi'a Ve'iyu Lo Navi. Ve'iyu Lav Navi. Because they're Nevi'im and he's not a Navi. Rashi explains that that makes no sense. Daniel, of course, was a Navi, but it means that they were Nevi'im that were Nisnavi to Yisrael. They were given a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and tell them things, but he never had a shlichus like that, but he was a Navi. Iyu Navi Minayu, he was on a higher level than them. Diyu Chazavinu Lochazu, apparently they were all together, and he saw some vision that they did not see. So it says in Gemara, V'chim Achad Lochazu, my time if Isu. If they didn't see, then why were they scared? What are they scared of? They didn't see anything. What are you talking about? Right, the Pasuk says that there's a big charad, the gedola fell on them, and they ran and they hid. I says Gemara, Afagav Deinu Lochazu, even though they themselves didn't see it, Mazlayu Chazu, their mazel did see it. Rashi says, Sar Shakol Adam Lamaila. Every person has a sar, some sort of ministering angel that's like over him, and the mazel saw it. Amar Avina, Shamas Mina, we learn from here, Shma Mina, we learn from here that Hayman Demibis, if you have a person who's scared, Afagav Deinu Lochazu, Mazlayu Chazu. If you're wondering, like, why am I scared? Nothing happened, even you didn't see anything your mazel did. So what do you do? Maitakante, what should a person do if they find themselves such a master? They're scared out of nowhere. Likur Kriya Shema, they should say Shema. V'yikoy v'makom tinofus, if you're found in a place which is dirty, that you can't say Shema, then linchuf miduchte arba gamdi garmide, you should run from there or jump. Rash says kufitz, that yidalig, sorry. Yidleg or yidalig, you jump from there 4 amas, get 4 amas away. And if you're not able to do that either, then just say the following. Command, there are goats by the Schlachthaus that are fatter than me. Like, you know, what are you coming after me? Go for the big, there's bigger fish to fry. Viter, Vahashadamar to Medina, Medina, Ir, Ir, Ladrusha. Now we're going back that we said at the end of yesterday's daf that we went to all the different drushas, Medina, Ir, Ir, and we darshened it. So, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Lamayasa. What do we do with the fact that it says Mishpacha, Mishpacha? It says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, Lahavi, Mitzvahs, Kahuna, Levia. This is coming to include Kahuna, Kahanam, and Leviam, Shemavatal, Avodasam, Mabarin, the Shemamaker, Megillah. They should stop doing the Avoda in order to go and hear Mikra, Megillah. It's so Chashiv. The Amr of Yehuda, Amarav, as Yehuda, Amarav said, as Kohanim Bavodasan, the Kohanim are doing their avoda. Levi'im Beduchanan, they're doing their, literally means a platform. They're platforming, meaning they're singing or they're playing the music. That's, remember that Gemara we saw, which one is really considered the kol of Yisrael, Bamamadan, in the Yisrael, and with their standing. This we just saw, Baruch Hashem. Now, Chavav Tainis is Rashi. Omdim al Tamidei Tzibor B'Shas HaKarban, Kidatnan B'Mesachas Tainis. Tishmeru. And the Pasuk says they have to be Shomer, your Karban, and we know that the Karban Tamid was for Klai, so you have someone standing there, represented people to be part of different, just like we had Mishmaros for Kohanim, we had Mishmaros also for Ma'amados. Lahakriv li b'mo'ado, Heyach Shomer, I'm reading the Rashi still, Heyach Shomer im eino omed al gabav, how are you being Shomer if you're not standing there? So therefore the Nevi'im Mishonim set up 24 Mishmaros Al kol mishmar mishmar hayu maimed, and every mishmar had a maimed. That was 24 mishmaros. That comes up on Daf Chav Zayin, I think, already. Chav Zayin, that's where it is. Point is, he saw b'maldan kulam avatel avodasan. Everybody's gonna stop, drop, and roll. Everybody stop what they're doing and roll over to hear Mikra Megillah. Born the Shmuel Mikra Megillah. Tanya Rabbi Chavi Bryce was backs us up. Kohanim avodasam ulevim beduchanu yisob b'maldan kulam avatel avodasan. Born the Shmuel Mikra Megillah. Everybody stops what you're doing and go and roll to the scroll. Got to roll, stop, drop, and roll to the scroll. Yeah. Okay. Viter, Mikan Samchud shall base Rebbe. From this, the base Rebbe would rely upon, from this idea, they relied upon the fact that Shemavatan Talmud Torah on Lishma Mikra Megillah, that you're also Mavatan Talmud Torah to come to Mikra Megillah. Why? It's Kal V'chomer Me'avoda. Kal V'chomer. Why? Uma Avoda Shi Chamur Mevatlinan. Avoda, it's more Chamur. It's more Chamur than Talmud Torah, and we're vatal that. So Talmud Torah, the culture can, of course, you're vatal Talmud Torah. Says Gemara, what did you say? Vavoda chamor with Talmud Torah. You're telling me that the avoda is more in the base of Migdash, the Karbanos, the Levim doing the Shira and the Yisrael B'madam, that's more chamor than Talmud Torah. Can I get kulam? I mean, come on. Vokseva, we know the Pasuk says, and Yoshua. That Yoshua, there was a battle going on. They're on the way to go take over Yericho. And one evening, Vok said, the Pasuk says, Vayibos Yoshua be Yericho. It means on his way to go beat Yericho. Vayisa Enov, he looked up. Vayar, Vayin, Ishomi, Danyagdo. He saw there's a person standing in front of him. Vayishtachu, and he bowed down to the person. The Pasuk says, Vacharv Shufa Biyado. And he had a sword that was, excuse me. Vacharbo Shufa Biyado, he had a sword. And Yoshua went. The Pasuk says, Vayomalo, Alanu, Atayim, Lutzareni, are you with us or against us? Vayomalo, I'm a messenger. I'm an angel of Hashem. You know, the army of Hashem. Atabase, I've come now. Vipol Yoshua El Panav. He falls on his face. Arzav, he's talking about Hashem. Ve'omer lo, lo ma adoni medaber el avda. What are you telling me? Crazy occurrence here, and pretty scary, actually, if you ask me. So, ve'echi avid hachi. How could it be? Okay, let's stop for a moment and explain what happened there. That this malach came and he bowed down to him and he says, you know, had a discussion. The question is just that we kind of interject for a second and say, how is he able to do this? V'am Rabbi Shuvan Levi, how did he bow down to this person and say, Shalom Aleichem? Also, Adam Sheetin, Shalom Lechavir Malayla. It's also a person to give Shalom to his friend at night. You know why? Chashin and Shemeshedu. We were worried. Maybe the guy's a shade. Maybe he's not a person. This is, you know, shiny Hassam. Da'amarle, because he said, Can he side for Hashem? He says that he's working with Hashem. V'dumma Meshakre, maybe he's lying. Says, nah, Gemiri de lo mafki shem shemayel v'atala. We have a tradition, they would not say Hashem's name in vain. They wouldn't lie like that. Continuing on in the conversation, so Amarlo, the Malach says to Yoshua, emesh bitaltem tamid shebein arbaim. Yesterday, you guys didn't bring the carbon tamid. You weren't about the tamid, you're about to doing it out to war and whatever. V'achshav bitaltem talmud Torah, now you're being mevatel Torah. You're not steiging. And the Rashi explains, the v'achshav shehu layla hilachem la'asuk b'torah, shar einchem nilchamim ba. Balayla, there's no war going on at nighttime. Rashi explains the previous Rashi that at the end of their war, they should have immediately gone to go bring the carbon tum at the end of the war, but at the end of the day's fight, they should have gone right away and done the carbon tum, and they didn't do it. And then you didn't bring the carbon, and you didn't shtag now. You should be shtagging. Amalo, Isame and Basa, which one did you come for? Like, which one are you coming to give me the smackdown? Amalo, Atabasi, I came right now, which means, what am I coming for? The fact that you're not shtagging. Miyad v'yolin Yoshua b'layla hu b'socha emek. Immediately, he started shtagging. Rashi says, lo b'osa alayla ksif, elo b'layla shetzar al-ay. This is a different battle, but v'alchi kamar. Miyad chazo Yoshua midvarav, u'kishabo layla acher b'matzor asag b'torah. He went in whenever he had the opportunity to do it again, to shtag, and when he could, he did. Amar av Yochanan. Beep, turn the page. Gimel abeis. Malamed shalon ba'omukish alayla. It teaches that he delved into the omik of halacha. Now, the Amar of Shmuel bar Unya, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekavos Tamidim. So when he comes and he says that shtaging is even a higher level than the carbon tamid, because we have the avoda of the tamid and we have Talmud Torah. These are the two things he's coming to give him the smackdown for. And which one does he give it to him for? For the Talmud Torah. Shenamar Atabati, I came right now. So how could you say before that avoda is more chamor than Talmud Torah? If we know the Talmud Torah clearly is more chamor than Talmud than avoda. And therefore, you have no way of learning that we should stop. We have no way of learning out that you should stop steiging to go listen to the Megillah. Says Gemara, Lo Kasha, Had the Rabbim, Had the Yachid. In a chinami, Talmud Torah is a higher level than it comes to the Avoda. When we're talking about Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, this is all of Klai Yisrael here. But Talmud Torah, the Yachid, that is less chamor, and therefore you have to stop, drop, and roll to the scroll. Okay, says the Gemara, the Yachid Kal, is that really true? You're telling me Yachid's even more Kal? Well, tonight we have a Mishnah, Moid Katan, Nashim B'moid, Ma'anos Avalo Mitapichos, talking about a Cholamoid. You have a person goes ahead and they die. And, you know, it's bad news. And now they have these people that go and they mourn. The Gemara Moed Katan over there goes into that they had like specific women that were involved in mourning to stir the hearts of the people around. And they did different things. They would wail and they would beat their chest and they would cry out and they would lead, you know, back and forth ways that they would just chant things, etc. So Noshim B'moid, we say Ma'anos Avalo Mitapchos. It can be Ma'anos. Rashi explains it means Hesped Shel Meis, like they're crying out the Hesped, eulogy, Avalo Mitapchos, but they don't smack on their hearts, like they don't beat their chests. Omer, this is on Cholamoid. If they're close to the mito, with the arm, where the bed, where the person is, then they go ahead and yes, they do. They even can give them the smackdown on themselves. On these holidays, although generally, again, we're not involved with these mourning services, they can do this type of thing. But they can't be mekonen. Rashi says, ezu inoy ve'ezu kone. Inoy shikula onos ka'achas. They all do it together. And kina achas omeres. One says something, v'kula onos achareh. They all respond afterwards. So now let's do this responsive shtickle. From Rav Huna, ein moed b'fein tamal chacham. When it comes to tamal chacham, there is no moed. It's like we don't look at chol moed. And straight up, you could mourn him and go crazy. Kol shekein chanukah and Purim. Certainly, we're dealing with chanukah and Purim. So what comes out? Kumtach ois, that we got the Torah of a Yachid. Look how powerful that is. That even the Torah of a Yachid, we go ahead and we're involved with all this mourning. And Tosos here points out, Kol Shekein Chanukah Purim, Shemutah Lafsidam, Laspidam, Afagav Demavatam Mikra Megillah. Oh, baby! Even though you're not going to be doing Mikra Megillah. What do we see? Alma Talmud Torah Chamim Mikra Megillah, even of a Yachid. No, you're making some mistake here. That's a Talmud Torah. That's Kavanah Torah. Kavanah Torah Kamart. Kavanah Torah the Yachid Chamer. Yes, even Kavanah Torah of a Yachid is more Chamer than Megillah. But Talmud Torah the Yachid Kal. Talmud Torah the Yachid is more lenient, and therefore you go ahead and you got to stop, drop, and scroll. Says Rashi that Talmud Torah the Yachid Bittel Talmudo Kal Me'avoda Upurim. It's more Kal than that, and you'd have to stop and go do it from Purim and from Avoda. Now we're going to take a look at a series of ideas of trying to see which one is more Chamer than the other. It's pushing to me, if you're dealing with Avoda or Mikra Megillah, which one wins, which trumps? Mikra Megillah Adif Me, the Rav Yossi B'Chanina. It's going to win because that's what you just learned from Yossi B'Rav Chanina. Mishpacha u'mishpacha, that we learn out, that Kohanim and Levim and Yisrael, they all stop, drop, and scroll. Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah, we're dealing with the idea of Talmud Torah and Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif, that wins. Me the Samchush Beis Rabbi, like he learned out, the Kavachomer over there. Talmud Torah, Meis Mitzvah, you have to learn to steig or to go bury a dead body that needs to be buried. Meis Mitzvah, to be in Tanya. Meis Mitzvah is a high level from the fact that it says, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, Lotzos Meis, Achnos Eskala, from Mevatlan Talmud Torah, to go ahead and be involved with burying a dead body. Avoda Umeis Mitzvah. When we have between the two of those, then Meis Mitzvah Adif, Meis Mitzvah wins, Mi Ule Achoso. From the Pasuk, it says Ule Achoso. This is talking about a Nazir. The Tanyas, we learned in the Brisa. Nazir knows a person who's not allowed to eat, drink wine. He's not allowed to become Tamei Meis. He's not allowed to become impure of death. The Tanya Ule Achoso, and for his sister, or for his sister, Talmud Lomer, the Tanya Ule Achoso. Ma Talmud Lomer, why do you have to say Ule Achoso? Arishaya Holich Lishchot Es Pischo, Falomos Beno. Oh, let me just back it up. Read the pasuk, right? Understand what's going on over here. We know the pasuk says that la'aviv la'imo la'achiv la'achoso lo yitma lahem b'mosam ki nezer lokav al rosho, to his father, to his mother, to his brother, to his sister, don't become tummy to them, and when they're death, because you're because the person made themselves into a nazir. And the question is, why is it that the Tater decides to go ahead and spell this out? The pasuk basically says that al nefesh meis lo yavo. Why are you saying father, mother, brother, sister? Why are you spelling that out? Now we understand. Let's say a person is on the way to go do the Karban Pesach, or they're going to do Bris Mila. And they find out that somebody died, meaning one of their Zion Krovim. Rashi says, achos, a brother or sister. Yachu yitame. You would have thought that a person should become Tamei. in other words, stop where you are and go ahead and become tummy and bury the person. Amarta lo yitame. So therefore, you go and say, no, you shouldn't become tummy. Rashi explains that kishem shein nazir mevatel niziruso litame lekrova, just like a nazir didn't stop to come tummy to his krovim, kachu ze lo yivatel mepisach. You shouldn't stop and be mevatel yourself in the korban pesach. You could become tummy mace. You can't bring the korban pesach. Yachol kishem sheinu mitame lechoso. And then you would have thought that just like you don't become tummy for your sister, kachin mitame lemeis mitzvah, you don't stop, you just keep going in order to do the Karban Pesach, so too you don't stop even for a Meis Mitzvah, you know, to go and bury that. It says, Tamid Lomer, Ula Achoso. Come say, Ula Achoso is telling you what? La Achoso hu deinu metame. Ava metame le Meis Mitzvah. To your sister, you don't become tame. No, it's just because one is Zerim Krovim. But you do to a Meis Mitzvah. Meaning, if someone else could bury the body, you let them do it. But if for some reason no one's going to bury the body, then whoever it is, you would stop, drop, and go ahead and bury them. Bai Rava, so now we frek the kasha. Mikra Megillah, Meis Mitzvah, Haimin Ayodav, Adif. What about Mikra Megillah, which we stop everything to go to? Meis Mitzvah, we stop everything to go to. Which one of them wins? Mikra Megillah, Adif, Mishum Pirsume Nisa, Odilma, Meis Mitzvah, Adif, Mishum Kovad Abrios. Is Mikra Megillah because, you know, Pirsume Nisa, of the miracles that Hashem saved us on Purim, an amazing, amazing time for Klal Yisrael? Or maybe do we say that Meis Mitzvah, Adif, that's on a higher level because of Kovad Abrios? You can just leave the body over there. Basa de Bayo had to push after he asked the question, he went and he answered it. Meis Mitzvah, Adif. We know Meis Mitzvah is better. Why? Tamar Mar. Godo, Kodo, Kovad Abrios, Shadocha, Losase, Betoira. Kovad Abrios is so important that it's Doche, knocks away a Losase in the Torah. The Rashi explains, what's the losa say? The pasuk says, you're not allowed to turn a blind eye if you see there's an object on the floor. You can return it to its owner, Shavas Aveda. So you have to go ahead and do it. Right, lo sucha l'salim. Uksev v'hisalamta. Another pasuk says you should turn a blind eye. Pamim shatam esalim kigon zaken vein l'fichvodo. You have a great sage, and it's not like it's beneath his kavod to be bending down in the streets and picking up things to return them. So in such a matzav, so in a chinami that you go ahead and you leave it there. So you see mavatel we see over here like we're saying kavod abrios is docha lo sasei in the Torah. Therefore, here too, you go ahead and you bury. Gufa, Zakta Gemara. Now we're going back to an idea. Amar Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi, Krach v'chol ha-samach lo. We said yesterday that if you have a walled city or anything which is next to it, v'chol ha-nira yimo, anything that can be seen from it, nidun kikrach, it has the status of a krach of a walled city, and therefore they would read it on the 15th. Says the Gemara, Tana, samach. If it's near, and even if you can't see it, or near, it can be seen, even if it's not next to it. I understand the case of you can see it, but you're not next to it. Right? We're dealing with the case that you have an area on the top of a mountain, so you're not near it, but you can see it. But if you're next to it, even though you can't see it, what in the world does that mean? If you're right next to it, of course you can see it. How do you find such a case? We're talking about a case where it's in a nachal, in a valley. So therefore, it's in an area which, even though it's right next to the city, it's down and in a little that you're not able to see it. It's kind of hidden away. Even in such a case, they would read on the 15th as well. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we have another same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, krach sheyoshev l'sof hukaf nidon kikfar. If you have a krach, a wall, a city, one of these walled cities, but an unusual type, meaning it was first built up, people started living there, and then afterwards they put a wall around it. Rashi says shenisyashiv tchilu bebatim. There were people living there as houses, and afterwards they put up a wall. What's it then? Nidon kikfar. It's like a village. Linyan bate arechoma. And this is talking about when it comes to the halachas of bate arechoma. What is bate arechoma? You ask. I'm glad you asked. These are psukim found in Vayikra that says that if you go ahead and let's say you sell your house to someone, you have the right to buy it back from the one you sold it to, even against the one who you sold, even if he does it against his will. Now, there's halachas about this, and the difference is, if you're talking about a house that was in an unwalled city, then you could do it anytime, you can come back and do it. But if it was in a walled city from Yoshua ben Nun, then you can only do it from the first year. And Yoshua ben Levi is coming to say that if you have a city that was, people lived over there, and then to put a wall afterwards, the status is like an unwalled city, and therefore they can get it back at any time. My timer, why, what's the pshat? Tichsiv, ish kiyim kor beis moshav ir choma. The pasuk says that a person goes and sells a beis moshav, this place where you live, which is ir choma, from a walled city. meaning Rashi says Bais Moshev Shel Irchoma, Bais Moshev a house, Bais Moshev of a walled city. Shehukaf Ulusov Yashav. The first was encircled with a wall, and only then people started to live there. Veloshi Yashav was Hukaf, and not the flip, not the opposite way. Vamar Bishuan Levi. Krach Sheimbo Asar Batlanim. If you have a krach, a city that doesn't have 10 Batlanim, Rashi says they're Mevato, they're Melacha, that they're Mitsuyan always in the Beis HaGenesis, Shachas and Arvis, like we say in Mesechus Brachos, Kevin Shabbat Kodesh Brachu, Beis HaGenesis, Velo Matzah Shem Asara, then he gets angry. So if you have to have like these people that are there, they're steiging all day and available to daven and all that stuff. Nidun kikfar, that has the status of a kfar. You are status of a village. In fact, the Gemara, my kamash malon, what's the chiddush? Tanina, it's a mishnah. It's coming up in Dav Hey. Eizu yir gedola. What's called yir gedola? Kol sheish b'asar batlanim. And it has b'asar batlanim. Pachas mikanav is a kfar, unless it's called a kfar. There's a Gemara krach itzuchale. We need it to teach us something about a krach. As Rashi says, a krach is a, the kol krach, eno ela makum shvakim, v'shedichnasim shami kol tzad v'gadol yosem yir gedola. There's a big city, and then there's a krach, it's like a metropolis, it's a huge city where people are coming in, and the markets are there, and everything like that. Then afagav de mikloy le me'alma, even though there's people there from the world, Rashi says, nashim harbe, many people are traveling through there, and at any given time, you will have a sarah batalim, 10 people there that are not working, right, they're not doing the work, but ela makomos, afilo hachi, but even kavua, it has to be kavua, the zmana, the zimnin, the lo mishtachim, because sometimes people are not going to be there. You have to have kavua. Shafka of the mikle me'alma, still, it doesn't have the status of a krach, but rather it's the status of a kfar, of a village. I believe one more idea of Amr Bishuban Levi. Krach Shechar Vilasov Yashav, you have a krach, which is a city that got broken down and then rebuilt up. People start to live there again. Nidun Kikrach, that has the status of a krach again. Maichar, what does it mean it was destroyed? Ile Mechar Vichomasov, you want to say it means that the walls are destroyed. Then, and then for he's teaching you that Yashav in, that if people came and they rebuilt the walls, as Rashi says, then okay, good, we're back to the status of krach. Lo Yashav Lo, but if you rebuilt it, then not. Vatanya, we're going to buy it not like that. Even if there's no wall now, it's still considered like there is a wall. Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi Omer, he says that Asher Lo Choma, that has, well, literally it means it has to it, but it's spelt in an unusual way. The pasuk says, "Ve'im lo yigael," back to the batei arechoma. If they don't redeem it, ad melos lo shana tamima, v'kama bayis asher ba'ir asher lo choma letzmitzus lakona osa ledorsav lo yitzim yovel, that it doesn't go out anymore. Only for that first year. But it says asher lo with the lamed vav it's spelt, and we make a drasha of lamed aleph that has to it a wall. Afa bishein lo achshav. It's still considered like it's a walled city. So it can't be talking about that the walls fell and we rebuilt them and didn't rebuild it. That can't be what it's talking about, because the Jerusha is, even without having a wall, it's considered like it asher lo with lamed aleph, we darshan, like it doesn't have a wall, lo, lamed vav, it still has a wall. Elamaychar, what does it mean that it was destroyed? Shechar meser batonim, it lost the 10 people over there, and if the 10 people, it loses its status of a krach, but if the 10 people come back, then it goes back to the status of a krach. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.